Before you press record, before you learn how to EQ your voice or edit out the awkward silences, there's something every podcaster desires, even if they won't say it out loud. Respect. Not just from listeners, but from the gear you use, from the tools that surround you, from the ecosystem you're building your voice in. And that's what today's episode is about. Not just microphones, not just mixers or consoles, but a brand that somehow understood the mission before it became mainstream. A brand that made creators feel seen, even while they were still figuring it out. This is my ode to Rode.
This is Into the Podverse with Tony Doe. Podcast innovations, challenges, opportunities, and culture from an African perspective.
You know, when I started messing around with podcasting, it felt like trying to start a fire with damp wood and old batteries. Everything was improvised. I mean, even till now, most of the gear I use is gear I was using from days on radio. So it wasn't like these things were made for podcasting. I just transferred the tools to the space I was pivoting to. Then Rode came along like the audio version of a Benz parked on a dusty road in Onitsha. You notice, you respect. You may not be able to afford it right now, but you dream in its direction. The Rodecaster Pro, whew! That console wasn't just an innovation. It was a revolution wrapped in brushed black plastic and smooth tactile faders. Suddenly, the act of podcasting felt premium, even if your setup was tucked between a kitchen sink and a noisy generator. And Rode didn't stop there. The updates came frequently. And then the Duo arrived like a tailored suit for solo creators. The mics, the Pod Mic, the NT1, the Video Mic series, they all began to show up in creators' setups across the globe, like a secret handshake for those who knew what they were doing. Partnerships followed. YouTubers, streamers, content creators from Lagos to LA started giving Rode a front row seat in their production credits. And for good reason, Rode earned it. By building for us, by paying attention, by delivering gear that was both accessible and aspirational. And now to the twist in my tale. Despite my obsession, despite every subtle attempt to attract Rode's attention, I still don't own a Rodecaster Pro or even the sleek new Duo. What do I have? A boom arm.
Yeah.
A gift from a podcast movement competition more than 3 years ago. And I treat that thing with the reverence that some people reserve for wedding rings. Because that boom arm is more than hardware, it's a reminder of where I started, of how far the medium has come as well. And of the quiet confidence that one day, a Rodecaster might just slide into my studio like prophecy fulfilled. You see, podcasting is changing. We're in the age of video, visibility matters, and Rode adapted. They didn't complain about the pivot to visuals, they leaned in, made their console compact, their design sleeker, their gear photogenic without losing grit. And somehow, they've made the serious pursuit of audio feel as sexy as a music video in slow motion. That's why this ode exists, because every podcaster has that one brand that feels like a partner. And for me, that brand is Rode. And if they're listening, your boy's ready. The boom arm has been in position for over 3 years. So Rode, please pimp my desk with a couple of pod mics and the Rodecaster Duo. I wouldn't mind the all-white version, and of course throw in the headphones too. Thank you.
That's it for this episode. Subscribe, share, and connect at Tony Doe Media. See you in the Podverse.